Morning, Emmanuel, and a very warm welcome to you all. Sorry about that. A particular welcome to those who are listening to the service via our website over the next few days. We hope that you will still feel very much part of the fellowship, even if you're not able to be here in person. And we also welcome any visitors and would ask you if you would let us know after the service so that we can greet you a bit more personally. We're pleased to welcome the Reverend Mark Barrett to our pulpit this morning and look forward to his leadership of the service. The service will be, this is a special service for the new year, and will proceed unannounced. So you do need a copy of this service sheet. If anybody hasn't got one, if you put your hand up. No, you're off the hook, Martin. You don't need to hand out any extra copies. Thank you. After the service, there will be tea and coffee in the hall, and we do hope that as many as possible of you will be able to join us for this further time of fellowship after the service. And on your way through to the hall, you will pass the table where Hazel and Wendy are selling tickets for the pantomime, which begins tomorrow. One piece of sad news, I'm sure many of us will remember the Reverend Jeff Harmer, who was quite a frequent visiting minister to us over the past years. And you may also remember John Harmer, his son, who sang in our choir for quite a long time. Jeff sadly passed away yesterday. Because it was only yesterday, we obviously have no further details, but obviously we will all be thinking of the family and friends of Jeff in future. Just a reminder that next Sunday is a special partnership service for the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, and we'll be here at Emmanuel. So it would be good to have a good number of Emmanuel here to welcome our friends from Christchurch and St Mary's and Bath Road. And finally, I will now light our Christ candle and our peace candle as we prepare for worship. I think particularly appropriate to think of our peace candle this week after the escalation of violence in Yemen, as well as in so many other parts of the world.
Thank you. Loving God, may your light shine upon us in our worship and in our lives, and may your light shine upon our world. Bring hope, joy, and peace to the birth of the Prince of Peace. Arise, shine, for the light of the world has come. Darkness covers the earth and its people, but the radiance of God's light burns away its shadows, illuminates the smallest corner, and heralds the start of a new dawn, where hearts no longer fear, souls may be set free, and sisters and brothers may follow and walk together, nation with nation. And kings and princes bow down in awe before the one who comes to reign. For those who seek a saviour, we lead them to the stable, to the one who was born to bring freedom, forgiveness, and liberty. For those who seek assurance, we lead them to the light, to the one who opens eyes to understanding, to God's word, to truth. For those who seek forgiveness, we lead them to a grace beyond comprehension, to wholeness, healing, and peace. And as we seek that forgiveness, we come to God in our prayer of confession. God of grace, forgive our ingratitude when we have not been thankful for the blessings we have received. God of peace, forgive our impatience with the actions of others, with the actions of our neighbours. God of love, forgive our intolerance towards those who are different than us, of other faiths or cultures, or none. God of mercy, forgive our reluctance at times to offer a word of forgiveness. God of hope, accept our repentance as a sweet-smelling offering along with the service of our lives. And as we open ourselves, our hearts, and our very soul to the forgiving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we hear God's graceful words to us that our sins are forgiven. And so, standing before the throne of God, cleansed and forgiven, we come not as servants, but as children, and approach God in those familiar words and familial that Christ gave us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen.
For our Bible reading this morning, we turn to the book of Psalms and the blessing of those who seek God. Psalm number 24. The earth is the Lord and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. For he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false, and do not swear deficiently. They will receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of God of Jacob. Lift up your hearts, O gates, and be lifted, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may enter in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. This is the word of the Lord.
We believe in God, robed in splendour, veiled in mystery, ruler alike of darkness and light. We encounter God in Jesus Christ, whose touch brings a blaze of colour to a dull, drab world, reviving the weary, healing the wounded, dazzling the satisfied, who was tortured and put to death, but whose radiance could not be quenched. We walk with God, guided by the light of God's loving Spirit, who enters the shadowed places of our hearts and leads us into truth and life. We wait for God and for the fulfillment of God's promises, when the darkness will hold no fear and the light will no longer blind, but creation will be made whole once more and God's peace will reign forever.
Today becomes tomorrow as time moves on, and time cannot be held for a moment. We live in moments of time, and so we need to try and make the most of each moment. It is precious. It cannot be regained or retained. Like grains of sand slip through the fingers, so it is with time. How we use each grain of time can help to change each moment of our lives, of those around us, and our world. The wise men knew the time had come for them to journey to a land beyond the far reaches of their familiar borders. And that time for them was revealed by a star which would lead them to their destination. They followed with confidence and with faith and found the God of time and space. And having seen the glory of the Lord revealed, they travelled back through a different time, knowing that all would be well, that the world could be changed through a belief that time itself would reveal the value of truth itself. So then, let us, each one, hold on to every moment of time. Let us use it to help bring about the very best that life has to offer. For Jesus is the Lord of all things good, of life and love, of all that shows us how to truly live. Time goes on, and life in Jesus goes on for eternity. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow is yet to come. Today is now, the time is now. Let us look back to learn, look forward with faith, and live life today.
Let us pray. Loving God, we gather as your people, seeking your presence your comfort and your love in this Epiphany season of light. God of light, shine your light upon us and within us, into the recesses of our spirit, of our being, into those places where we experience anxiety, depression, fear, or despair. This morning, we particularly lift before you all who are grieving a recent loss or a long loss, for memory and love are eternal. God of grace and healing, shine your light upon us into those places of conflict and tension, into those microcosms, into our families or in friendships, in our work or in our community, among nations. May your light be a healing balm, bringing with it forgiveness and reconciliation. God of connection, shine your light upon us, into the human ties that bind your people together, so we may not be neighbor or stranger, or friend or enemy. In your light, remind us that you have created all of us. Are unique and beloved by you. God of power and mercy, shine your light upon our nation and its leaders, that they may learn to govern justly and wisely, taking into account the needs and concerns not just of the wealthy and powerful, but more especially of the poor, of those who struggle with physical and mental illness, those who fear for their families because of financial hardship or their immigration or asylum status, those who are forgotten and forsaken. God of compassion and peace, shine your light on all the places around the world where violence and war are found, particularly in our minds and on our hearts, our Gaza, the West Bank, Ukraine, South Sudan, Yemen, and the brewing problem in between Somalia and Ethiopia, the tensions that may occur because of the recent vote of the president of into Taiwan. And there are all these other places of war and violence that we do not know, we cannot name. With your light, bring peace to those who languish in fear, violence, and despair. And God of goodness, we thank you for the light that shines, the light that we see in the glory and wonder of your creation. We thank you for the light that shines through this community of faith, its members, young and old, who remind us of your presence in our lives, in tears and laughter, teaching and learning, work and play. Shine your light upon us, around us, within us, and out from us, that we too may be a light to the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
when the night is deep with a sense of Christmas and expectancy hangs heavy on every breath, behold, I stand at the door and knock. When the floor is knee-deep in discarded wrapping paper and the new books are open at page one and the new toys are already broken, behold, I stand at the door and knock. When the family is squashed elbow to elbow around the table and the furious rush for food is over, and the only word that can describe the feeling is full, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And when Christmas is over, and the television is silent for the first time in 2 days, and who sent which card to whom is forgotten till next year, behold, I stand at the door. And when a nation has finished celebrating, will you open the door of your heart and let me in?
Thank you. gifts and the gifts we give each and every day to the work of your kingdom be shared near and far for the needs of all, that they may know that the light of God shines into their lives and the love of Jesus prickles. Amen.
Amen.
Say the word.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.
Collect and blessing.
Eternal Lord, you are our beginning and end. Bring us with the whole of creation to see your glory, hidden through past ages but made known in Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be ours this day and always. Amen.